quick mention of a very special birthday that is happening today. The League of Friends of the Blind turns 85. Set up in 1933, the organization offers services and support to the blind and visually impaired. And that's no small community when you consider that 5 million South Africans fall into that category. Just to give us a quick recap of who they are, what they do, and where they came from, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Heidi Falkveen, who is the Manager Services to Youth and Adults at LOFOB. Heidi, it's welcome back to the show. We've spoken often before. Great to have you with us on this very special day.
Good afternoon to you, Pippa, and thanks very much for having us indeed.
I love the story of how LOFOB had its beginning. Won't you just briefly tell our audience how the organization came to be established in 1933?
So LOFOB was founded by a blind man, Isaac Jacobs. And of course, in the apartheid era, there was very limited services to people who were of color. So up until the age of 17, Isaac Jacobs was denied access to the only school for the blind that existed then based on his color. So realizing his plight and the plight of many other persons, he then set about to establish services in all the provinces of South Africa to, you know, just to ensure support and basic services for people who were blind and visually impaired. Now, at the same time, while he visited those provinces, he also used the time and opportunity to raise funds by playing the violin. So he hosted concerts. And on his return to Cape Town, he then established the League of Friends of the Blind. So it's truly an exceptional story, Pippa. You know, from in a time where he experienced hardship himself as being a blind person, he realized, you know, what that challenge was and took that and he turned it around for many other blind people. So we indeed really celebrate his life and the legacy that he's left behind for us.
And it's a very big legacy that's been built on very successfully, Heidi. I can't mention all of the achievements, but what stands out for me is your ECD, your Early Childhood Development Program, because we know that one in three children in South Africa may be affected. Sorry, one in 2,000 children in South Africa is affected by visual impairment. And you have set up one of only three programs specifically aimed at that group.
That's correct. Yes, Pippa. So this year, the ECD program, of course, we've been running that program now successfully for 30 years. And the one thing that really stands out about the program is the uniqueness of us working with children born blind up until the age of 6. So, you know, the very important part of that particular service is also being able to support parents, you know, when their baby is diagnosed with a visual impairment, not knowing what to do and actually how to cope with that child. So in the early days of the little one's life, we step in and we help parents, giving them the skills they need, firstly to cope emotionally and psychologically, and then to help their little one reach their developmental milestones. That program is then extended when the little one turns 2.5 and 3 to a preschool program that's run from the LOFOB Center here, where we do school readiness activities with young children.
Heidi Falkveen, thank you so much for chatting to us, and a very happy birthday. 85 years old today, the League of Friends of the Blind. You'll find them at 94 Clip Road in Grassy Park. You'll find more information about their activities on their website, which is lofob.org.za. And if you'd like to help them in celebrating that birthday, you can go along and join a Thanksgiving service at the Grassy Park Methodist Church at 9 o'clock this Sunday, if you're so inclined. Otherwise, visit the website to find out how you can support their fantastic work.